what I do now is I run a charity called Storming the Nations, which is basically, it facilitates my work going into schools, prisons, churches, events, conferences, etc., etc., and sharing my journey, really, which is, I used to be a drug addict. For 10 years, I was hooked on cocaine and crack, in and out of prison, spent time in 5 different jails around the United Kingdom from the age of 19 and then again at 21 or 22, involved in sort of gang culture, buying and selling a lot of drugs. I wanted to be a gangster because I watched the films, but what I really was a scared little boy that maybe hadn't had the right sort of love in the home that he should have got, or the right example of a father. He was a good man in many ways, but I saw too much violence and aggression and gangster sort of behaviour around my home, and it marked my life, you know, and I became sort of like a product of that. If I'm really, really honest, I was determined that it wasn't going to be this way. I just did not want to know, because I was anti-God. And I mean, you're talking to a man who used to swear about God, would chase Jehovah's Witnesses up the road if they knocked on the door. And some people were really trying to help me and were praying for me and were telling me they were praying for me. But again, didn't want to go God's way. And then I got in my flat. I was staying in Letchworth, and I forget what time. It was late at night, and I had a mirror with cocaine powder on it where I'd been chopping up cocaine. I had a crack cocaine pipe. I had a gun under my pillow. I had a knife nailed to my wall. I had pornographic magazines at the bottom of my bed. And so everything that represented me, immorality, addiction, violence, hate, all of them things that marked me, that said, this is who I am. In that room, I rung my mum up and said, Mum, I'm desperate, what do I do? And she just said, I've told you everything I've told you. You know what to do. You know that Jesus is the only way for you. He's the only way for anybody. And so I was like, oh, you know, something started to change a bit. There was a bit of a shift. And so I just sort of, like a child, really, it was quite funny. I just sort of got on my knees, because I felt that's what you have to do if you pray. You get on your knees and you put your hands together. And so I did that. I went to bed that night for the first time in about 3 years with peace in my heart. There was no paranoia. I wasn't searching the bed thinking someone was in my bed. And I woke up the next morning with no desire to touch drugs for the first time in 10 years. And it absolutely blew me away. I'm okay with people not believing that, because I never. And I'm okay with people disagreeing with me. And I'm okay with people thinking that I'm crazy now. Some people think I'm crazier now than I was back then. But 6 years on, the fruit of my life, the evidence of my life is good. I am not addicted to pornography, drugs or drink anymore. My passion now is to give back, especially to my local community, like Letchworth, Hitchin, and say, look, I swamped this region with drugs. I was involved in loads of violence. And so I want to invest back into my town. And basically just saying to young people especially, that's my passion, you don't have to go that way to find your identity. You don't have to look in gangs and drugs and pornography and sleeping around.